You're on 5MU. Last year, ANZAC services and events were cancelled at the last minute due to COVID. Good to see that there are a number of RSLs working to reinstate plans this year. There are a number going ahead for the community, including Murray Bridge, Stirling, Blackwood, Meningie and Meadows. You can see a full list on our website at 5mu.com.au. A momentous Victor Harbour ANZAC weekend is also planned. Their RSL president, Kent Johncock, joins me now. Hi there, Kent. How are you doing?
Yeah, good morning to you.
So from what we understand, this is going to be the first time in about 100 years that a march is happening on ANZAC Day in Victor Harbour. Is that right?
Yeah, potentially that's what we believe. We've gone back through our records and basically most of the time we would march the Sunday prior, and that would allow everybody to make the ANZAC march in Adelaide itself. But it may be more inviting as the veterans get older. The trip to Adelaide's a little bit more daunting, and if they can do it locally and basically catch up with all their friends, it's a much better idea, I think.
Oh, fantastic. So how's the day rundown looking?
Yeah, well, the whole weekend's going to be a big one with a special dinner on Friday the 23rd at the RSL. So we'll have the visiting 8th Battalion A Company that are have a reunion in the area, so, and the local South Coast vets and so on at a table. So that's a nice dinner, and following into that's the Saturday, the showdown between Victor Harbour and Encounter Bay footy match for the ANZAC trophy.
Oh, great. So,
yeah, and it's Encounter Bay's 100-year celebrations as well, so they're for their club. So it's going to be quite a big one. And leading into that is, of course, the dawn service, which is at the Cross of Sacrifice on the beach there. And that's a 5:30 for 5:45 start a.m.
And then the march.
Yeah, and then the march is a 10 o'clock gathering for a 10:30 march, and that's from the Soldiers Memorial Reserve, which is around where the Sunday markets are. And we'll be marching along the beachfront around to the Cross of Sacrifice there. So, yeah, it's quite a few different groups that will be forming as part of the march this year, with the reunions of the Navy Squadron 817 that's in Goolwa, and the 8th Battalion A Company reunion that's in Victor Harbour. So, yeah, it's all happening. But, of course, and probably an opportune time that SA Health have asked that whenever we discuss it in the media, or whether it be radio or paper, that we need to remember the COVID safe requirements.
Yes.
That thing, if you've got a cold or flu-like symptoms, please do not come.
That's a good thing that's come out of all of this. Yep, don't spread your germs.
Yeah, correct. And we'll have our own QR codes for the dawn service and marshals on each point of entry. And again, if we could ask people that are coming to just show a little bit of self-discipline and maintain the distance required, and then we will comply.
And I hear that, I imagine that it's going to be quite a visual feast as well, because you've got police and the SES with the rolling lead, the bagpiper, drummer, classic vehicles being driven by World War II veterans, and also a horse troop, I hear.
Yeah, the Light Horse Troop, World War One in full gear, including rifles. They look spectacular, and my first thought was they should be leading the parade, but one of them promptly told me the horses do drop things as they walk, so they didn't want the rest of us marching through the mess, so to
speak. Thought about it. Yep, good one. Does anyone need to book, or can they just rock up on ANZAC Day at Victor Harbour and be a part of all of it?
Yeah, the dawn service with the QR code, that's fine. We'll be monitoring that. So as long as everybody attends and applies and adheres to the QR codes for tracing, that's most important. No need to book a number or a ticket. The march is also, it's open to all the veterans and the veterans' families, the children and grandchildren that want to put their fathers or grandfathers or mothers' medals on and come and join us. So, we're looking to sort of cater for the entire community that have had or still have veterans in their family.
Mm. And how about that dinner on the Friday night, the 23rd of April? Are there spots still free, and can people get tickets somehow?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, they're going really, really quick at the moment. It's a $30 per person. It's a two-course dinner, and we'll have a bagpiper there, and I'm working on a bugler today so that it's all done live. And we've got a duo band playing as well for probably 2 or 3 hours. So it's going to be good fun and a good lead into a very important weekend.
Well, Kent, John Cock, Victor Harbour RSL President, lovely to have a chat with you today. I hope it all goes well and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.